Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I think having Gabriel in this game is going to be I predict it going one of two ways, which I know there's a lot of other ways it can go, but I think he's either going to have, like, the Steelers are going to have a hard time with him because he's going to do just enough of escaping and doing some of that stuff to make it difficult for the Steelers, or he's going to just be totally overwhelmed and they're going to get after him. And I'll say this, if it was, and this is no disrespect or slight to any of the coaches, if Dick LeBeau was our coach and knowing what he does to rookie quarterbacks, yeah, it'd be no chance.
Sure.
That's just knowing how Dick LeBeau approached rookie quarterbacks.
Sure.
Well, I said it's our second bye in a row, so that's fine.
Okay.
Shedeur Sanders might be starting by then.
Update, he's not. He might not even be the backup. But for all the crap I've caught on social media over the last 24 hours, I have a man who's willing to hold hands with me at the top of the mountain. His name is Big Ben. And he has proclaimed Sunday in the latest edition of Steelers-Browns that this is, quote, a second bye in a row. Put that on your bulletin board, Cleveland. Rile up the troops with that, Kevin Stefanski. Second bye in a row. Pretty much an automatic win for the Steelers against the Browns. Are you, ladies and gentlemen out there listening and watching on YouTube, putting the Steelers on upset alert against a team they haven't lost to in the regular season in Pittsburgh since 2003? When Malzahn was a freshman at Penn State, he hadn't begun to hate Penn State football yet.
No, I did.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
I did. The most memorable football game I watched that year was Pitt 31, Virginia Tech 28.
I was a senior in high school. I was smoking a lot of marijuana at the time.
Let me see how.
So was my mom.
Let me see how sick you are real quick.
Yep.
You ever smoked together with your mom in high school?
Not really.
No. Who scored the winning touchdown for Pitt in that 31-28 win over Vautech?
Was Saka Polite?
Can't put one by this guy, Charlie. He's just a weirdo.
Charlie in 2003 was still in diapers.
Yeah, how old were you?
I was 10, celebrating a Devil Stanley Cup and a Buccaneer Super Bowl.
If you were still in diapers at age 10, that's something we'd have had to look into.
As Adam Crowley once said to Tyler Kennedy, it's been all downhill from there, huh? I'd say you peaked in 2003 as a human being.
Oh, 100%. The Nets were also in the NBA Finals. That was
Jason
a great
Williams.
Sports year.
He had it all.
No, Jason Kidd.
Yeah. Didn't they have Jason Williams on those teams, too? Jason,
negative.
The J-A-Y-S-O-N.
No, they had Aaron Williams, though.
I thought they had the big guy who ended up with the shotgun
situation.
All right,
let's not relive the early 2000s New Jersey Nets here for our fans and listeners. And let's get, yes, with his high socks from Villanova. And let's get to Ben's comments in what I said, which is, the Steelers are absolutely going to win this game. There's no chance they lose this game. And Ben has similar rhetoric here on his podcast. 412-928-9370 to respond to all this. The thing that I think might be getting lost in all of this is this game, Chris, I don't know if you've picked up on this yet. We haven't talked about it. This is the greatest rest advantage in NFL history. Did you know that?
I did not.
It's the greatest rest advantage ever. We've never seen a time.
Oh, where a team played at 9:30, then had a bye week.
Where a team had a bye, and the team they were playing played in London, mm-hmm. played an international game, and then had to come back with no bye and play a road game. I think colloquially, is that the word?
Colloquially.
Colloquially, they call that getting the shaft if you're the Browns. Hey, go over there, play the Vikings on another continent, and yeah, you don't get to kick up your feet and put an ice pack on your knees. You have to buckle the chin strap for the Steelers on the road the next week. They are at a significant disadvantage because of that. And they're asking someone who's making his second NFL start to be their steward through all that. Mm-hmm. So they have to buck a very, very, very serious long-term trend here if they're going to win the game. And there's already a multitude of things that are stacked up against the Browns. So I think those who are going to the game, including myself, even though I don't know what I'm going to do for the game now, based on some information I received about an hour ago, I think we're going to get another Steelers-Browns beatdown. And everybody will drive home happy at around 4 o'clock and will reminisce about all the times that the Steelers have found a way to be Lucy to the Browns, Charlie Brown. You like that?
Yeah, I can't get past Ben Roethlisberger going, no disrespect to the defensive coaches now, Reed, Mike Tomlin, but...
Yes, 2 weeks in a row previewing Steelers games, I'm going to find a way to denigrate and rip Mike Tomlin. First, it was Minnesota's coaches are going to coach circles around him. And even after the opposite happened, I'm still going to find a way to shoehorn into my take on a game that, my God, if only they had had the defensive coordinator who was there calling the shots before Mike Tomlin got there, this game would be even better than a second bye. They might as well not play the game.
I got to believe this is a sidebar. I don't think Ben likes Tomlin or respects him.
But he had him in his basement for that podcast.
Which is, I was going to bring that up next. It's weird that they did the podcast because I think Ben looks down his nose at Tomlin.
And he was on the sideline in London.
And Tomlin was like saying hi to his kids.
Everybody must agree with me because there's not a single person on the phone line right now who wants to call in and say, no, the Steelers are on upset alert. So I take this from you guys out there at 412-928-9370 as a sign that everybody thinks I'm right and really no one other than Mulsey has anything to add to this conversation. Go ahead,
Chris. I do think that they should be on upset alert just because I think that this game has a very good chance of being one possession either way within one score with 6, 7, 8 minutes to go. And I think by definition, if you have a game that you feel like I do, has that likelihood or potential, then you got to be on upset alert if you're the team favored by 5.5. I think the thing about rest is very real. I don't discount that at all.
But you are discounting it. And the Browns are making upset alert.
And the Browns are making curious maybe moves with the Flacco trade in division and then flipping Greg Newsome for Tyson Campbell.
And did you hear the Schwartz on that one? The Schwartz was not a fan
of that deal.
No. Well, the Schwartz was not with
the spin doctors.
You on that.
The spin doctors tried
the
to
two
say
princes. What else yes. did they perform? Little Miss Can't Be
Little
Wrong.
Little Miss Can't Be Wrong and Two Princes. That's it. The spin doctors out there were trying to say that Tyson Campbell is a better scheme fit for what the Browns want to do than Greg
Newsome.
He
doesn't know the scheme yet.
No, that his style as a corner.
Well, right, but that really doesn't. That's germane to the next Steelers matchup against them,
also,
but not this one.
That's also just, it's curious to me that there are a lot of moving parts there. But listen, here's what still I know about the Browns. I know that their defense, even tired, is probably going to be pretty good and pretty stout against the run. So I know Myles Garrett is going to get after the passer if the Steelers try to do anything significant downfield where Rodgers is holding the ball. And I know that when you try to run the ball at them generally, you don't meet with a lot of success if you're an NFL team in 2025 so far. They're averaging 3.0 given up per carry. That's best in the league. Their defense, total defense, number 2 in the league. If Carson Wentz doesn't like get in a time machine back to 2017 and flash like early career Carson Wentz form, they beat the Vikings in that game. And they had that game down to the wire close. So that's the main thing. I think their defense is just good enough to keep them in this game. I think they could absolutely, Pony, be like a 5-12, 4-13, even like 3-14 team that plays a disproportionate number of pretty close football games. But they have nothing at quarterback right now that you could believe in. Having said that, I thought Stefanski's game plan in the Vikings game for Dylan Gabriel was a smart one. I'm not going to put this guy in harm's way too much. Mm-hmm. He's pretty mobile. He's pretty short. I'm going to get him on the edges and try to throw easy pitch and catch passes and hope some stuff can happen after the catch, right? Like guys will miss tackles. And we have a kid named Quinshon Judkins that we like a lot who's going to run for hopefully 80 to 100 yards and keep the game close. You know what they're actually going to try to do, I think?
Yeah.
Is the kind of game plan we used to get crazy about with Tomlin when he would have Kenny Pickett. I'm going to hope that this thing is close in the fourth quarter and that my guys make enough plays to win it.
More facts to back up my argument, though. The Browns are the lowest scoring team in the first half of games. The Steelers are the fifth highest. One thing that has changed with Aaron Rodgers as quarterback, one of the staples of the Steelers' offense before he got here was very, very slow starts. Mm-hmm. Never a touchdown on the opening drive. Lowest scoring first quarter team in the NFL last year. It's flipped. They score a lot on opening drives. They get field goals or touchdowns. They put points on the board. That was the story of the Vikings game. Mm-hmm. Got out to big lead, had to hold on.
Story of the Patriots game,
right,
too.
And so the Browns, based on their style, are not a come-from-behind team because they want to run the ball. They want to play the conservative style of play you're talking about.
Sure.
So if the Steelers do what they've done through the first quarter of the season, they get a lead here. Now they've got to get out of their comfort zone with Dylan Gabriel, and that's when T.J. Watt and Nick Herbig and Cam Hayward and
their
Highsmith
tackles
coming
have been
back.
Bad, too. That's another thing. Their
and
tackles have not been
I'm going to say
there.
This, too. Sorry, Short Kings out there. He's a little guy. And one thing the Steelers do really well is get their hands up in the air.
Cam Hayward field
and bat down balls. So even if they don't get home, I think we're going to see that happen a bunch of times. So Ben is right. And I always like doing a show with Ben. And I do miss Ben to some degree, not at the expense of you, Malzy.
Nah, come on. You can be honest. If Ben was sitting across from you here saying, Pony, you're right again, once again.
Well, he'd bring beer, but we get beer on Fridays anyways.
Correcting your analysis. You'd be loving life. If old Malzy was doing something else, was out there cutting grass for a living, you'd be fine with that if Ben was sitting in this chair.
Do you think after your big golf championship from earlier this year, you're ready to take on Ben if the gauntlet gets thrown down?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
No, I think he's still better than me. Is he giving me like the 6 strokes I think his handicap suggests he should?
Yeah, let's say he is.
I feel good enough about my game right now that I don't think I would get humiliated. I don't think I'd win, but I don't think I'd get like bludgeoned out there.
All right, Big Ben is calling this matchup a second bye. I've guaranteed a Steelers win. Are you putting the Steelers on upset alert? 412-928-9370. Here is Vic in Hazelwood. Hello, Vic.
What's happening, guys?
Was last night the night?
It was.
Congratulations on all your success. People that listen to the show know what that means. Chris, do you remember what that means?
I know exactly what that means, and that's why I want to let that just sit as one of those inside PM team
jokes. Vic, you know who doesn't get what that means? Austin Bechtold.
Austin, come on, brother. Yeah.
Well, he's just looking for any night, I think, at this point, Vic. You could teach him a thing or two.
Bechtold claimed today that he didn't know what Brassers was. I'm sorry, I'm not buying that. Okay? Charlie, did that pass your sniff test?
Listen, you remember Andrew didn't realize what a Lambo was. You remember back in the day when I said Lambo? He said, what's that? Lamborghini?
Oh, that's yes. True. I didn't get
that. Yeah, but there's no way a single guy like Austin who's maybe looking for another fish in the sea doesn't know what Brazzers is. But we digress,
Vic, are the Steelers a lock on Sunday?
No. Let me explain something to you guys. I think they are, but it's just going to take one hit from Miles Garrett on Aaron Rodgers, and that the tide changes. If he hurts him, I hope he don't. God, hope he don't. But listen. Who the Steelers really got at the back?
I think they'd beat him with Mason Rudolph. I think if Mason went in, they'd still win.
Weirdly enough, it's a game where the intrigue becomes 10 times greater if the backup quarterback for the Steelers is in because of his history with Garrett.
And thanks, Vic. Appreciate you. I don't think that Aaron Rodgers is going to let that happen. I think Aaron Rodgers
game plan-wise, they're clearly going to try to continue to get the ball out lickety-split. There's no doubt about that, man.
So there's a guy who says the Browns' best chance is for Miles Garrett to put Aaron Rodgers
on his ass. Yeah, I mean, that is usually the Browns' best chances. Their best player wrecks the game.
Remember when they put Landry Jones in the hospital and Ben came in and lit him up when he wasn't supposed to play?
He wasn't supposed to play. They knocked Jones out, halfway through the first quarter.
Not even. It was like the first or second
play. The old cowboy just came in and put 320 on him. I don't think that the
Come on, Chris. I can't believe the Steelers are going to lose. Steelers are on upset alert here.
I don't think they're going to lose, but I'm shocked that no other people who presumably have seen the Browns' defense at the very least.
Yeah, no one wants to call in on this because they know I'm right.
Have like looked at the situation and said they could absolutely keep it close. I'm just
surprised.
That's
not the same thing as upset alert.
If you're within one possession or tied or something late in a game, weird
stuff
can happen.
But if you don't think the Browns are going to find a way to win the game, well, then the Steelers are just going to win most NFL games, which is a game that's decided by less than a touchdown. You're already walking back your take.
Ben called it a second bye week. Yep. I think that's a farce.
It'll be a second bye week. I'm with Ben. Are you? 412-928-9370. That's 412-928-9370. The Edgar Snyder Associates fan text line urging you to text responsibly, where they say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Here's Charlie's headline.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.